Good evening, I'm Sharad Kutan, and welcome to Consider This, a show that brings you an understanding or an attempt to reconsider your understanding of the politics of the time. Now, today, Melissa Idris is on a break, a well-deserved one, and I'm running solo with my guest tonight, because it needs no introduction, Liu Chin Tong, the former Deputy Defence Minister during the Pakatan Harapan administration. He joined the DAP in 1999, was a one-term MP. He's now currently a senator. And of course, he's the author of several books on Malaysian politics, and very pleased to have him here with us.
Two-term MP, sorry, 2008 to 2000.
Yeah. Okay. Let's begin with the fall of Pakatan Harapan. I mean, I think a lot of us want to understand, as you as a politician, as somebody so invested in your life in politics, has this been a real crisis for you, or has it been a lot of soul searching? What have you been going through?
I think collectively as a nation, we pay a price for not able to consolidate a democracy. Now, many people don't think that there was a major break in 2018, but 2018 was the first democratic experiment for every one of us.
At the federal level?
At the federal level, transiting from an authoritarian regime to one that is democratic with free speech. But many people do not know what that leads to. So I have been warning that Pakatan would never be a one-term government. It would either be a half-term or more than one-term. The reason is that from October 2018, when PAS and UMNO was pushing on the ISIS issue, it was already very clear that their strategy was not to win the election. Their strategy was to create doubts, to create anger on the one hand among the Malays, and on another hand among the non-Malays. The purpose is to burn the house down. Okay. The purpose was not to win the election. You can only win federal election by convincing across racial line. When you want to burn the house down, you can fan fire.
Okay, before we go deeper into what the other side was thinking, I actually was wanting to get your sense of, from a personal point of view, Chin Tong, you know, what's happened. I mean, a lot of Malaysians are, at least those who voted for Pakatan Harapan, deeply disappointed. You know, they are angry at what has happened. Do you share their anger? Do you share their disappointment? Do you despair?
I don't despair. I think we can make a comeback. But of course, everyone has to learn some lesson. We have to be humble. We have to try to reconnect. We have to try to understand. But not just the politicians. I think as the society, the nation as a whole, we will have to do a soul searching to understand what went wrong, so that when we next come back, we'll come back better and we'll come back stronger and longer.
Okay, what went wrong? I'm not talking about the others, I'm talking about within the Pakatan Harapan, within the DAP that you come from. What went wrong?
I think we were a grand coalition. I mean, Pakatan is a grand coalition combining the original Pakatan parties, DAP, Amanah and PKR, as well as Bersatu. And there were two levels of issues. One is the trust factor between Tun Dr. Mahathir and Dato' Sri Anwar and their supporters. And there was also this grand coalition between, say, the supporters of DAP and the supporters of Bersatu. Now, it was basically an impossible alliance. We put together this because there was a common cause, and the common cause was so strong. The desire, the aspiration, the necessity to defeat Najib was so strong. So everyone worked together. But after that, I think we were learning how to govern, there were multiple factors, suddenly the society was free up, and there were people manipulating racial tension. And I think Pakatan as a whole failed to build sufficient trust at the top, which allowed for sabotage from among Pakatan ministers, which we now see, and which also allowed for manipulations of differences from a racial point of view. I think from the start, if we could insist that Pakatan can never be more Chinese than MCA, more Indian than MIC, more Malay than UMNO, or more Islamic than PAS, if we could frame ourselves in the middle and hold on to it, resist the temptation to respond to the fringes, the extreme voices, and firmly put the middle ground in place, perhaps it would be better.
You know, with 20 years of the development of Pakatan, right? Mm-hmm. First iteration, mm-hmm. Pakatan Rakyat, second iteration, mm-hmm. Pakatan Harapan. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that sufficient time? We've had the manifesto, we had the common policy platform in the mm-hmm. previous iteration. Mm-hmm. All these were attempts to find a consensus, find a middle ground, right? Why didn't that hold and guide the Pakatan Harapan government?
I think our society is a diverse society. Our society is a multi-ethnic society with different interests, different background, and very easily divided. And I think, as I say, this is the grand coalition that was formed to defeat Najib.
So it was fragile from the start?
Fragile partly because I think we could have handled the mistrust better, we could have handled the middle ground stronger. And these are things that we have to learn. I think these are things that... But, of course, I don't think it's just Pakatan. It's just that suddenly we are exposed at the federal level with very little experience and with many people hoping that we fail.
Okay. Yeah. I want to ask you about your position. You're talking about the lessons you learned from governing. As Deputy Defence Minister, very quickly, what were the chief lessons you learned?
Oh, I truly enjoy Defence Ministry. I learned a lot. I make friends with generals, with soldiers, and I admire their work. I learned to be punctual.
As military men are supposed to be.
Yeah. I learned that they devote their life to the nation. When I was on board a ship, I realized that the sailors have been sailing for a month without having any communication with their families. And from then I realized that, wow, housing for military families is so important. They don't have any chance to communicate with their family, and it is the government responsibility to ensure that their family live in decent housing.
So this is very interesting, because it seems to me like, you know, when you're in the opposition, you're criticizing government all the time, and you're from the outside looking in. One of the things that doesn't develop is empathy, and what you're talking about is empathy. I mean, is that one of the things that could, one of the good things that came out of being in power for just 22 months?
I think we built friends, we build friendships, we meet people, we understand, and we empathize, and we learn. I think what is great about this experience is that I think the whole bunch of people, whether you're minister, deputy minister, assistant, political operative, and also policy thinker, we have a whole group of people, including journalists, learning how to govern for the first time. And learning how to govern outside Barisan National Framework for the first time.
Okay, take a short break. We'll be right back with Consider This. Stay tuned.